So thank you for coming once again to the Babashir of the Chabura. Adam, how are you? Chabad people are very nice, and instead of forcing those of us who want to learn the Rebbe's Torah on Yom Tovim to look through all the Sikos, all the Torahs and Akims, and all the Sfarim, to be belakit ourselves things about each Yom Tov, they put out these Sfarim called Shari HaMoadim. So I just put the title page of the Shari HaMoadim for Hanukkah on, as the first page of the packet, so people can know what it looks like. This particular piece comes from the Kiltei Sikos Chila Gimel. So I was learning through the Sefer and some of the other things from the Rebbe on Hanukkah, and there are a couple of themes that come up consistently, and I feel like this piece expresses a lot of those themes very well. So that's one of the reasons I chose this piece. Though it goes without saying that I'm not a major Baki, so there are definitely other pieces there that might express other themes or these themes in an even better or clearer way. But here we go. So the Rebbe starts off the Sikha as follows. It says, Neiros Chanukah Nevdalim Yishar Neiros Shal Mitzvah. Right? Neiros Chanukah are different than the other candles we have, which are mitzvos. Afilu b'Neiros Mikdash. Af Neiros Chanukah Mikora b'Neiros Mikdash. Even though the source of, or the model of Neiros Chanukah or Neiros Mikdash, still Neiros Chanukah are different. B'kach Shebishar, it should be a beis instead of a nun. Shebishar Neiros Mitzvah, him emtsa'i bovat, v'tachlas mesuyemes, shemasikim aydeh Neiros. All other Neiros mitzvah that we have are a means towards a certain goal, a means towards a certain end. Avon Neiros Chanukah, he matzamam hakavana v'taklas. But Neiros Chanukah, they themselves are the ultimate purpose. And he's going to explain what this means over the course of the Sikha. So Neiros shel mitzvah nechlakim bechlal l'shnei sugim. Neiros mitzvah could be divided into two basic categories. Aleph, Neiros asuyim l'kavod. Kamo Neiros beisak nesses v'chiyotze b'zeh shemadikim osam beisak nesses l'chavod v'lov b'nei oram. One category of Neiros shel mitzvah are things which you light in order to give honor or to shel chashivas for a certain thing. Like you light candles in shul, not because you need the light, to shel chashivas for the shul. Therefore, you can't make the bracha borei borei ha'ish for avdala, because the purpose is not for the light; the purpose is for kavod. Beis nirvas amadikam osam kadesh yairu. There are certain some candles which we light as a mitzvah, so that they should shine, so that they should give off light. Nirvas shabbos amadikam osam kadesh shiaviu shalom bayis adei oram. Like nirvas shabbos, we light them, so they should be shalom bayis. Also by Neiros HaMikdash, the purpose is that they should shine. All these Shabbos, Mikdash, Chanukah are all for the light. The Gemara says, it's not in the Gemara. But the reason why you can't make Havdalah on Ner Chanukah is because of an Isser Hana of on Ner Chanukah. So what do you see? You see that fundamentally speaking, Ner Chanukah and Ner Havdalah are for the same purpose, Sheya Iru, so that they should give off light. Move on Mizah, Shem Mutzer Leanos Mehem, you call them Havdalah Lehem, Shem Shinyanam Hua Or. The purpose of lighting Neiros Chanukah, like Neiros Shabbos and Neiros Nemikdash, is for the light. Not for Kavod, but for the light itself. But now we're going to subdivide this second category. But still, within the second category, things we light for the light itself, Shiyairu, there's a basic distinction between Neiros Shabbos and Neiros Mikdash on the one hand, and Neiros Chanukah on the other hand, and it goes as follows. Shor Neiros Shabbos and Neiros Mikdash, Shulashim Thakles. Neiros Shabbos and Neiros Mikdash is for a certain purpose. Shim Shalom Bayis, Neiros Shabbos. Neiros Shabbos is to achieve the goal of Shalom Bayis. The purpose of having light in the Mikdash is so that the people of the world should recognize that the Shekhinah rests in the base of Mikdash among the Jewish people. Neiros Chanukah in Oram L'shem Atzara Acheres Kim Tachlisam Kayamim Behem Atzmam. Neiros Chanukah, we want the light not to achieve some other purpose, but internally the light itself is the goal. Now he's going to raise a Hava Mina and Bidochet. How can I just say, the Rebbe says, that the purpose of Neiros Chanukah is for the light itself and not for any other goal? Gemara says, you light Neiros Chanukah, the Farsay Menes, so there is another goal there. So the Rebbe says, no. Doesn't mean the entire purpose of Neiros Chanukah is to be Mefarsay Menes. Ela Shemiluvat, Tachlis, Hamayikaris, Ishmael Meninosaf, Shem Mefarsay Menes Chanukah. Great. In addition to the main purpose in the Archanica, which is to get the light itself, there's an additional goal, a side goal, which is to be mefarsed in the Nis. And he brings two rayos, or maybe three rayos, that the main function in the Archanica is not the farse and Nis, it's just to have the light itself. Raylaka. Shigam kishin b'sim persumi nisa klal mekayim b'sim mitzvos near b'skanaka v'rakam aleim bracha b'shem amachas. Even if it's no persumi nisa, you still make the bracha. And he has two examples. B'nero Shabbos imadlika mosam ba'ofen she'ino mevi'el takhuzo shishal ba'yis kigon she'ish kama bali batim shmadlika mesanero Shabbos osam enora. By Nero Shabbos, if your lighting is not going to achieve the goal of Shalom Bayis, such as in a case where there's other light there to begin with, Vina Nero's Hanu Safin will see from Or, and these candles which you're lighting don't add on any light whatsoever. On the Meila Gam Lo Shalom Bayis, Aster the Varech on Nero's Eilo. If you're not achieving the goal of Shalom Bayis, it's Aster to make a bracha on Nero Shabbos. Vila Binero's Kanaka Din Pashut. If a candle has two wicks, it counts for two different people. Even though there's no more persumi nisa in that second P, when you're lighting it, still you light it as Ner Chanukah and you make a bracha. When you can no longer light outside to be mefaris in the nis, You place the menorah inside your house on your table, and nobody sees it except for you, and they could still make the bracha. So what do you see? You see, persumi nisa is a side benefit, a side goal, but the main purpose, the main tachlis of the menorah on Chanukah is just the light itself. And he's going to explain later on in the sikha why persumi nisa is part or a secondary goal of Ner Chanukah, but the main goal is just the light itself. So what's the pshat on this? So here's where he explains this in Chassidus. Ospeis. It says, Pnimiyas ad Be'er HaBazeh. Kol inyonei Chanukah. Every single aspect of Chanukah. Being Gzeros Yevanim B'yam Elayim. Being Mesiros Nefesh Shal Yudim Ba'os HaYamim. Shevias Nes HaChanukah. Being HaNes Atzmo. All these four different aspects of Chanukah, the Gzeres of the Yevanim, the Mesiras Nefesh that the Maccabim and Klal Yisrael showed in fighting against the Yevanim, the Nes itself, and also the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Nugim B'Hiskashrus Ben Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shilamala Mitam V'Das. All these four things are related to the connection between Klal Yisrael and Hu, which is above Tam V'Das. It's above rational thought. Now he's going to explain them one by one. What was the goal of the Gzeira of the Yevanim? Lashkikam Torah Secha, to cause the Jews to forget your Torah. Torah Shalcha, your Torah. It's a lokos shebetorah shilamala me'asicho. This comes up over and over again in the Rebbe Sichos and Mamarim on Chanukah. Lashkikam Torah Secha, not necessarily to forget the content of the Torah itself, but the lokos shebetorah, the fact that Torah is lamala me'asicho. They weren't against people learning Torah in general. You shouldn't feel when you're learning something divine, you're learning something that's lamala mitam vadas. In terms of kiyam mitzvos, again, not mitzvos, not edus, but dafka chukei ritzonaka. It's a mitzvah shim me'al asicho. Chukim, things which don't have a reason that we understand, which stem from the Ratzon of Hashem, again, l'mal l'mitam v'das, those are the things that the Yevanim were against. Klomar. I can't speak for particular examples. I'm sure there's a lot of Biurim and Chassidus for each particular mitzvah, but I'm not familiar with them. Klomar, Hayivanim Hayu Maskimim Afila Kak Shisroi Kamlasuka Mitzvah Shin Begather Hukim. Now he's saying one step further. The Yevanim would have been fine for Klal Yisrael to keep the mitzvahs, which are Hukim, which don't have a reason. But Ayideh Asbar Musyamas, but with a certain type of explanation. Absha the Kayim Hukim, Gam Geshina Muvanim Basiko, Kisamkim Akaksha Mitzavim Hukim Beosa Basiko Nifla, Yishlo Minasam, Gamma Hukim, Ilu Tam Sukli. Right, the Yevanim would have been fine if the Jews would have kept the Kukim, but with the belief that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so smart, because God is so smart, mistama, there's some deep reason why we have to keep the chukim. The kiyum chukim ba'ofen kazeh, the fulfillment of the mitzvos which are chukim in this manner, with a belief that there's some tam v'das that we could relate to, lo isnag tu yibanim kol kach. The yibanim were not, didn't object so much. Be'ikar ichbat hayan lahem mikach shebnei Yisrael mekayimim es chukim mekabalas ol legamrei. V'lo kol asbara. Rank mishum shakach tiyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chukim ritzon akol, chukim that's sent from the ratzon, which is the ma'ala mitam v'das. That is the thing that the Yavanim were so against. They couldn't understand, couldn't relate to things which are lakus l'gamri, things that are l'malam itam v'das. V'zeo gam v'beir maduav timu ha-Yavanim, kol ha-shmanim, shayu b'yis ha-megdash. That's why the way the Yavanim related to Kedusha, to the Beis HaMikdash, was to be matame things. Kol inyan ha-tumma v'tara hu ha-rei l'malam yaseiko. Tumma v'tara is above seiko. Kamo zhu omer ha-medrash. Medrash says, this is Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai saying that, explaining to his Talmidim, we don't understand Tumah at all. It's all a chuk of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ain kol beir b'seichel matua meis matami a mikvah matayres. El shakaku chuk o gzeiras a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ain ben yisrael asharim lavar aleha. It's a chuk. It's a gzeira. We have to keep it. Because tumah is something which people don't understand, the world of tumah v'tahara was something which the Yavanim didn't understand, so they were metame, they ruined the tahara of everything in the Beis HaMikdash, except for one pach, which I'll get to later. So in terms of what the Yavanim did, so how did the Jews react and overcome the Yavanim? When the Klal Yisrael fought the Yavanim during that time period, it was in a way that was l'malam mitam v'das. It was almost irrational. It's an important point. It's a point which emerges from several places in Tanya. The Rebbe is going to reference in the footnotes here. Mesiras nefesh is something which is l'mala mitam v'das, something which is l'mala miyaseichel, and that's what the Maccabim Chashmonaim exhibited when they fought against the Yavanim. And now going into the Neis Chanukah, Chanukah b'Neis Chanukah, no sub akach shakol neis hu l'mala mitev v'seichel. Every neis is obviously l'mala mitev v'seichel. Hera Kadosh Baruch Hu b'msoos neis zeh is a kesher hamyuchad b'no l'ben Yisrael. Again, the Rebbe is saying over here that everything about Hanukkah is in the Malam Mitam Vaseichel. Why? Because it has to do with the inherent connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. What the Yavanim were against, the way the Jews reacted, and now the Neis of Hanukkah itself, is to show the Kesher Miyukah Beino Levein Yisrael, Haros Kipasam Shal Yisrael, Shul Malam Miyakbalas Haseichel. The love that Klal Yisrael has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and vice versa, is something that's inherent, something which is the Malam Yaseichel. Something which is l'malam mitam v'seichel. So the purpose of the Neis Pach Shemen was to show that therefore the takana in Lundus, in Halakha, the way they were attacking the mitzvah was similar, was patterned after the way the Neis was done. The reason why we celebrate with Ner Chanukah, which is a zikr for the Neis of the Neros and the Mikdash, not any other aspect of the story of Chanukah, is because that's Teikar, that shows the inherent connection that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Ner Chanukah can't be a means towards some other end. The goal is itself, is to have the Ner there, is to have the Or there. Because Ner Chanukah relates or teaches us, indicates the fact that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are inherently connected, al atzmas. Again, here's that word again, on the atzmas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can't say that it's for some other purpose. So everything about Hanukkah is about this inherent connection between Atzmus Elokos and what he's going to say, the Yechida of Klal Yisrael, getting back to the quintessential essence, so to speak, of divinity, the quintessential essence of Klal Yisrael, that they are inherently connected, and therefore the relationship exists even on a level that's the Lamala Mitabadas without any type of side or exterior motivation, just because that is the way it is, that is the way it has to be. Before we go on to the Sikha, I just wanted to connect this to what we saw last week in the Kuntres Dinana Shel Chasidos, based on one paragraph in a mimer the Rebbe has about Hanukkah, where he goes through the same exact idea. He just explains it a little bit further in the terms we saw last week. So it's the last page. It's from Marmar Melukatim Chelik Beis, Shabbos Hanukkah Tavshin Lamachas. Again, he's speaking about similar things, but the Mesiras Nefesh that it took for the Yevanim to defeat the Greeks, and then how that Indian Mesiras Nefesh connects to the Atzmus of the Kus and the basic essence of Klal Yisrael. So Osvav, he says, "Vinei b'chadei l'natzeach l'chamazo," we fight against the Greeks, "in maspika ha'avodah shal pitam badas." Now, if you lo ha'avodah shal malmi tam badas, ha'kshurim tam badas, you can't have any connection to tam badas. "K'yivan sh'timu gamas kol ha'shmanim sh'veichol." Everything that has any type of connection to rational thought. That's why the only way for the Maccabim to have won was to exhibit Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Because Mesiras Nefesh means I am going to stand up against everything and every single ma'akiv, every single impediment, whether it makes sense to me or not, that I should be able to fight against this greater force. Tokef atzmi shelamala mesikah lagamrei. Something, some inherent, deep, essential part of yourself that's above everything. Chamo ha-Mesiras Nefesh, akadush ha-shem, she'ina mitzad is as far as sechlis, ki she'i efshar klal yos bofen acher. That's the key line. Why are people most nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Tanya explains, not because in rational thought they could explain how much they love Hashem, but even pshute hamon am, or people who are most nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why is a stam yid who doesn't have any deep or seemingly revealed connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is he also most nefesh? Because deep down, the yechida of his neshama is connected to the atzmus alakus, and eiv shar klal yos bofen acher. That's just the way it is. That is just the metzias. That is reality, and therefore you cannot be parted from Hashem. Zeh ba mitzad yiskasher etzem haneshama b'chinas yechida dinin yiskasher atzmus hu she'yafshar klal yos bofen acher chas v'shalom. But it's the connection between the deepest level of the Jewish neshama and the deepest level of divinity, kavayako, something which just exists, it's a reality, yiyafshar yos bofen acher, and that's what we're tapping into by being moser nefesh, and that's what Chazal were tapping into when they're attacking the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. So let's go back to the Sikha for a second. We're up to Uz Gimel. Gimel Madrigas Belom De Torah. It says, Kamur Le'el, Nira Shabbos and Nira Mikdash, Nira Skanaka, and Yonam Hu Or. Right? All these three mitzvahs, the purpose is to have the light. Gemara Nemar Ve'in Or El Torah, Shnemar Kinyar Mitzvah V'to Or. Nim Samizah She'or She'kosh Shloshes Sugi Hineros Nitzkarm Le'el Him Torah. Right, this the aura of these three mitzvot is Torah. El Shabbat Torah, Atzma Nishan Kama Majigos, Shibakulusam Heim Nir Mazim Mishlosha Sugin Yerosedo. There are three types of learning Torah that are represented by these three mitzvot having to do with or. Lima na Torah, Manasa Das, Kitz and the Kayan mitzvot, Sadas, is a Maisa Shir Yasun, Zeo Beklau, Pnimios, Inyan Torah, Shosa Shalom Ba'olam, Nero Shabbos, Shima Shalom Ba'yas. You have to know what to do, learning Torah for the sake of knowing what to do. That's parallel to Shalom Bayis, making sure everything is Mesudar in this world, and that's Nira Shabbos. Nira Torah, Shalidi, Aydo Miskashir, Mishjalam Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, Nira Torah for a spiritual benefit to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nira is the Mikdash, Shem Idos Shashkina Sharab Yisrael. That's represented by the Nira of the Mikdash. Lima the Torah, Lishma, Lishima Torah Atzma. Lo Matorah Tzadis, Shizoi Torah Gefishi Mu'ukadis Imatzmus Yisbarach. Shabbatzmas uvemila gam betora kvishi miuchades imel in shayv lomar is that she taklas acheres chas v'shalom mivadu atzmo neros Hanukkah. What's a higher level? Not to learn in order to connect to Hashem, to learn because the connection is already there. To learn because you're connected with atzmos of the cause and iefshalios acheres. That's just the way it is. There's no exterior motivation, so to speak, which you could even articulate That's represented by Neros Hanukkah. So that's the basic part that the Rebbe says over here. This sicha, he connects almost every aspect of Hanukkah. The Gezeiros of the Yevanim, the way Klal Yisrael acted, the Neis in the Mikdash, the Neis in the original Hanukkah, and the way the Chazal are talking the Yom Tov of Hanukkah for us, are all connected with this idea of being Lamala Mitam Badas, the connection between the Atzmus of Lakos and the basic essence of our Neshamas. So now the Rebbe is going to connect this idea to another theme of Hanukkah, which is Pursu Menisa, which also the Rebbe is very into, spreading things outwards. Even though Pursu Menisa, as the Rebbe said before, is only an additional factor, here the Rebbe says it's clear from the Gemara, so you don't need to actually be mefarsi the neis in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs near Hanukkah, but you have to light in a time period where such a possibility exists. It has to be possible to be mefarsi the neis. So why is that? Together mitzvahs hanukkahs near Hanukkah who shor mitzan atzmo yeor hameir levnei adam the chakila gam bofen shel pirsum avol ein mukar kshanashim machin nekavu or zeh befalal. The purpose of Neros Hanukkah is the light itself. But how do we define such light? What type of light must it be? What characteristics should this inherent, essential, almost purposeless light have? What characteristics should it have? Has that the characteristic that it has the potential to be meir for other people? Why? Osei. So what's the reason of Chassidus for this? That the Neros have to at least have the ability to be mefarsim the neis, even if they don't have to be in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. As Hadarkos al Genos belakos gamis ilashim lemalam yisidir shalshlos at atzmos inso of baruchu srikim lahamshik lamata. Because we have to take these higher levels of divinity, this or whose purpose is only bound up in and of itself, and bring it downwards. It's above everything. Anything that's so high up has to be brought down in a way that people would be able to receive them and accept them and tap into them if they were so willing and so able. Purpose of Mysterious Nefesh and this Atzmos is not to be Mepharisim the Neis, not to bring out other Kokos. The purpose is the actual Mysterious Nefesh, which reflects, which represents the deep connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avot Sarach Shekoach Mysterious Nefesh Yia Bofen Gavoy. And she yuchal lo ashpia al kokos agliyim the kaiyim haTorah v'mitzvos k'mavur b'tanya kaiyim haTorah v'mitzvos tali b'mysterious nefesh. But the mysterious nefesh has to be in such a way that it has the ability, the potential to affect everything else. Akafilu in kolak mysterious nefesh begalu ino mashpia chas v'shalom b'fo'al the kaiyim haTorah v'mitzvos moniar chanukah she'ino meir b'fo'al of ne'adam. But even if practically speaking it's not affecting the rest of your life, practically speaking it's not being mefaris in the nes, ends up becoming the mysterious nefesh. The Mesirah Nefesh is always there potential. When it exists, when it's there, it exists in full. It has to have the potential to affect the Kokos Aguyim, affect the rest of your life, affect your Lumina Torah, affect your Kima Mitzvahs. But even if it doesn't, the Mesirah Nefesh itself is inherently important, inherently purposeful. Osvav, apizay yuvan davar pelish, masino benitzas near Hanukkah. Shibazah he shown him a call mitzvahs. And with this, we can understand another detail of near Hanukkah that we don't find by any other mitzvah. Call mitzvahs, and think of Uba open, she's talking, shagoy yafriya the kuyuman. Most mitzvahs are established in such a way, a guy could disturb them, could make you not be mekayim them. Shilosh mitzvahs alim nemor, yarg vayabor. A guy could force you to die rather than worshipping a avodah zarah, and then you're going to be dead. So you're not going to be able, not going to be able to be mekayim that mitzvah of not worshipping a avodah zarah. Lokei mitzvahs near Hanukkah. Internally, within mitzvahs near Hanukkah, there are different ways to be mekayim it. When you're able to be mashpia b'chutz, you're mashpia b'chutz. When you can't be mashpia b'chutz, Chazal set up the takana in such a way that you're able to change the mitzvah, so to speak, and be mekayim the mitzvah inside on your table in such a way that a guy can't be mafriya the kiyum of the mitzvah. And the explanation for this is exactly what we said before. Kevish mitzvahs near Hanukkah, Mora, Alis, Kashrus, Atzmus, and Hashem, and Makadosh Baruch Hu, Imas Musa Yisparach, Harizah Bechinash, Inachit, Misugol of Gomba. Because near Hanukkah represents the Atzmus of the Kos and the connection between the Atzmus of the Kos and the depths of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, nothing could affect it. Meila gam yev shal shiyaba inyan ha-galus, sheba ha-kitzotza ha-menachit, nekat ina galina mi-artinu. V'chein ein bi-halto sh'al ish v'ato mitzvahs near Hanukkah. Therefore, near Hanukkah had to be set up in such a way that when there are things that are mafriya mi-bachot, you can't even parse it in the nes. The mysterious nefesh is not affecting your kokos ha-guliyim in terms of actual kiyum mitzvos and limud Torah. Still deep down, the mysterious nefesh and near Hanukkah is still there in the depths of your house. It always exists. A guy outside impediments might affect that yechid of your neshama from affecting things on the outside, to spread the word outwards, to affect your kokos agluyim in terms of avodas Hashem and kiyam mitzvos befoel. But the atzmas in your Hanukkah, the Atzmus of Akos and the Yechida of the Neshama of the Klal Yisrael, that is always going to be there. Nothing, no galus, no guy, no external impediments in terms of your own personal avodas Hashem could ever extinguish that or which represents the deep connection between the Atzmus of Akos and deepest parts of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. So here we have a small window into the Rebbe's view of certain aspects of Hanukkah, and we see him connecting Hanukkah to some of the themes that we've been discussing about the Atzmus Elokos, trying to bring it down the Mata as much as you can. But even if you can't, just knowing that inherently the Atzmus Elokos is connected with the Yechida and Neshama of Klal Yisrael, it's going to be able to be Meir B'chutz. That's the end game, to be mefaris in the nes, that is going to happen. But even when, practically speaking, there are external impediments, the impediments only affect l'hayir b'chutz, they don't affect what's inherently there, deep inside. Next week, Mirat Hashem, which is also Tuesday of Hanukkah, we'll discuss the second half of the view in Hanukkah, which is how important being mefaris in the nes is, how important being mayor of the or b'chutz is, to actually bring out this light from the inside to the outside. And if you're not going to find a car.